instead become manifestations of a larger order, bound together not by force, but by identity. In this state, matter reveals a new face, calm, unified, and impossibly strange. As the temperature descends and energy drains from the system, the usual barriers separating one particle from another begin to erode. In the familiar world, shaped by classical mechanics, objects retain their distinctiveness, each atom a solitary traveler with its own position, momentum, and path. Yet, as matter nears the border where heat can no longer sustain individuality, the framework governing these particles begins to shift. The peculiar laws of quantum mechanics, which normally apply only in hidden corners of nature, rise to dominate the scene. At this juncture, particles are no longer ruled by the predictable certainties of classical trajectories, but by probabilities, symmetries, and the strange necessity of indistinguishability. In everyday conditions, this quantum strangeness remains masked beneath the heat and noise of larger scales. But within the deep cold, where the energy landscape flattens and choices narrow, a subtler order emerges. Individual particles cease to act alone. Their identities dissolve into a collective wave function, a shared existence governed not by independent motion, but by mutual coherence. In the realm of Bose-Einstein condensation, this coherence is no metaphor. It becomes the defining feature of the system. For bosons, particles that follow Bose-Einstein statistics, the rules permit them to gather in this same quantum state without exclusion. Unlike electrons, which repel one another through the Pauli exclusion principle, bosons exhibit a natural tendency to congregate. As the temperature approaches the critical threshold, more and more of these particles begin to occupy the lowest available energy level, not as separate entities, but as one seamless, overlapping presence. This collective behavior is not a result of physical pressure or interaction in the classical sense, but of quantum necessity. The system minimizes its energy not by freezing each particle into isolation, but by allowing them to collapse into sameness. Their individual wave functions stretch and merge until separation becomes meaningless. What remains is a condensate, a unified field in which the quantum identity of each particle cannot be disentangled from the rest. Here the ordinary logic of matter breaks down. Properties like momentum and position can no longer be assigned to individual atoms in any meaningful way. The system must be treated as a whole, its description reliant on the language of fields, symmetries, and interference patterns. Even the simplest measurements, such as detecting a single particle, carry consequences for the entire condensate, disturbing the shared quantum state as though plucking a thread from tightly woven fabric. In this strange congregation of matter, quantum mechanics reveals its power not just in the behavior of the very small, but in the coordination of the many. The rules that once applied only to isolated particles in isolation now scale upward, shaping the destiny of an entire system. As bosons fall into alignment, not by force, but by the silent insistence of quantum law, matter takes on a quality unlike any found in the warm and chaotic world left behind. It becomes, in a real sense, a single quantum being.